In this episode, we're going to keep it simple, and I'm going to give you a bit of an update about where the truth about dyslexia is going, where we see the big picture, how you can be involved, and how you can enjoy the process. So let's dig in. Okay, so the reason I'm doing this podcast today is me and Vanessa didn't get around to doing our coffee break chat. We've got it planned for next week, so we're going to be doing that on Tuesday, so we'll be able to release the podcast on Wednesday. We just got busy, and I'm still doing my dyslexia program, the final touches on it. I'll post a couple of photos about the type of work I'm doing with her around understanding life concepts. That's been really valuable to me. She does a great job at teaching it, which is fantastic. But what we also did have a bit of a chat about is, where is the truth about dyslexia going? Where have we come? You know, when we first started this, about 14 months ago, it was me kind of talking to myself in the podcast, thinking, what's going to happen? Who's going to listen to this? Is this even going to be valuable? And I think a lot of dyslexics go through that, is, am I actually valuable in what I'm doing? And we really do like external feedback. And what I can say is, in 14 months, the feedback has been amazing. Everyone reaching out, I can't value that enough. Every message, whatever it is valuable, because it means that, hey, I'm getting some feedback, getting people come back to me, and I'm trying to answer everybody that I can. So thank you so much. And for all the members that have joined the group, Adult Dyslexia Secrets, we're just about to crack 100 members, which is absolutely awesome, considering we started with me and Vanessa. That's pretty mad. And we're kind of working towards growing that group. So if you do know any other dyslexics, invite them along. Like, what we're seeing, people ask us, why do we ask a few questions at the opening to the private group? And the big question we ask is, why are you interested in joining? And what we're, I thought I'd share what some of the things we're getting back are. And there's a variety, so if I miss something, that's absolutely, I expect to. So don't be offended. So some of the key things we're seeing is, one is around community. You know, everyone wants to feel included, and they want to feel like there are other people like themselves out there dealing with the same SHIT that others are dealing with. And I think that's what the group's been doing, is it's been showing other people's problems and allowing everyone to weigh in. And the group's been fantastic at all interacting and giving their own feedback on what they're doing and what they're learning. And thank you so much for everyone who's been involved. So that community aspect has been huge. Secondly is, there are specific problems people are having. And it's the group's been great for that. You know, I'm answering some of them on the podcast where I can. And we're trying to, really try and help people with specific questions. Because what we've learned is, the specific questions that are coming through on that sign-up form, as well as inside the group, if someone has it, a lot of people probably have a similar question. It's very rarely I'm yet to find anyone who's created a question that's completely their own, and that can't add value to others. So that's been really great. And kind of what we've learned from this is there is a real appetite from the adult dyslexia community to grow and be more, and also to help others. You know, what I'm learning with dyslexics in general and myself is that we are much more driven by purpose than we are by money. You know, there are some very rich dyslexics. All of us do care about money to an extent, because we need it to survive, but it isn't the core driver for many of us in our lives. You know, we, majority of us, wouldn't sell ourselves out completely just to make a few extra bucks. It's about helping others. And I just want to say thank you to a variety of people that have offered to help us do filming of videos in the future. Tom has also mentioned about helping with a book cover for our new book that we're looking at writing. It will be audio and very visual. There's been a bunch of people offering to help and support us. And thank you so much for that, because, you know, that's part of what we wanted the truth about dyslexia to be. Where are we going from here? Where is our big picture vision? You know, from what I understand from me and Vanessa, and again, we're still making this work, learning as we go. But what we're hoping to achieve is to create a worldwide network around for adult dyslexics to build communities up, build support, and build some structure around that. So people can go through some learnings, some solutions that they can actually physically implement. You know, and we can all help each other to build awareness. What you'll notice as you learn more about dyslexia is you're going to start to pick up people in your own life that are dyslexic. You know, it is hereditary. If your child is dyslexic, one of the parents is dyslexic. That is, you know, that is hands down. It may be a different level, but it's, you know, they're on that spectrum. So what we want to do, and I'll be dead honest, me and Vanessa want to do this full time. We're working towards that. We're working towards how that would look, how we can provide value at a higher level to people. So stay tuned for that. We are looking at how that will look. We'll probably be asking more questions to people about what they would value, what they'd want to be part of. And we're going to build something that is truly valuable and that offers a real difference in the community and in the world. You know, that's what drives us. You know, we've done this for free for 14 months to help out, and we're more than happy to continue to do it for as long as it takes. But at the same point, we also know that we're putting in 10% of our energy into this, where what could this become if we could put 100% in? So, yeah, so that's our challenge at the moment. That's what we're working through. Realistically, the first thing you're going to see from us, and I'm saying this now, because I think if I put it into the world, we will live up to it. And the first thing for us is putting this book together. And I've started the first chapter, and me and Vanessa are sitting down weekly to write it. But we're going to put this out, and we're likely going to put this into a Kickstarter to go out to a greater world. And if you do want to support us, we'll let you know when that's around. But we do believe a book around awareness of dyslexia beyond reading, writing, and spelling is needed, and something that dyslexics can grab onto and understand. We've been looking at books recently, and they're written like an educational psychologist wrote it for other educational psychologists. There is absolute, there's such a limited resource, in my opinion, that's really clearly defined for the dyslexic in a way that they're actually going to identify with it and bring it into who they are. You know, we've all read books where we may have gotten two things out of a whole book, and with the rest of it was, oh, that was a nice experience. We don't want to do that. We want to build a book that you draw on, and you can go back again and again to different chapters, listen to them, and really help it grow your understanding of what dyslexia is, so you can, on your own and with us, find the solutions that work for you in your life. So that's really all I wanted to share today. I hope that's given you a picture, because again, this is a community and a journey. It's not just us. If it was just us, we wouldn't be doing it. But we've had so much support, so many people. Thank you so much. Again, if you know anyone who's on dyslexia, you know, who has dyslexia, do share the podcast, share the love. You know, it's really valuable. So thank you so much, everybody. Have an awesome weekend.